We're exploring the Nat and Corky book series on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The inspiration behind these picture books is from interviews with kids and letting their spirits shine through. We're hoping to hear from listeners of all ages this hour. Adults, what makes an ideal kids' book for your younger readers? And kids, what do you like the most about your favorite book? If you could make a book yourself, what kind of book would you like it to be? You can share your questions and stories at 800-642-1234. Courtney Kotlowski and Natalie Sorrentino are the duo behind the Nat and Corky series, which is a collection of 16 children's books that are coming to market. The series is published by Orange Hat Publishing in Waukesha. Courtney Kotlowski is a writer and author based in Antioch, Illinois. Courtney, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Hi, Kate. Good morning.
And Natalie Sorrentino is an artist and illustrator based in Brookfield. Natalie, welcome to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, Courtney, let's start with you. How did the two of you meet and decide to be Nat and Corky?
It's a glorious story. We met in the basement of corporate America. It's the truth. I was working for a creative agency there, and Natalie's husband was the head of the creative team there. So that is how it all got sparked. Right, Nat?
It is. Better by the day.
So, and the two of you decided that you had a creative vision that you could really feed off of one another, because it really seems that, you know, even though you do specialize, you know, one does the writing, one does the illustrating, there's got to be a lot of collaboration there.
There is so much. Started with Natalie coming, you know, I was like, come over to the house. She had all these characters, all these paintings, and had a whole line of greeting cards. So, you know, I said, let's sit down and talk through these characters, and I'll walk away, I'll write some stories, and here's the deal. If you hate them, we can pretend we never met. But if you love them, we'll see what we can do. So I sent her three stories really early in the morning, like 3 a.m., and then at 6 a.m., she called me back with good news.
Yeah, I'll never forget that morning, because just like Courtney had said, I had been searching for quite a while for a very specific voice for these quirky illustrations and the world in which I was kind of creating. And that morning when she sent over the words, I'll never forget how it felt. I just started crying, and I called her and I said, it's the voice. The voice has been found. And she's been my creative little soul sister ever since.
Natalie, can you help form a picture in our mind what your illustrations look like? Because they are so compelling, and I want to be able to convey that somehow on the radio.
Well, they are quirky. I love that. Big eyes, long, skinny legs, lots of layers of watercolor. The layers are the process I love the most, the painting. Kind of a mix, I think, of all the things I love. You know, from growing up, a little bit of Charles Schulz, little Tim Burton, you know, with the sweetness of Masha Dayans, who's one of my favorite watercolor artists. But yeah, it's just a combination of color and whimsy and quirk.
Courtney, you said that these books are written and illustrated in the spirit of kids, and you really live that mission. What does that mean to you?
Well, for me, it's really tapping into that child's spirit. Like, each of the books, as you read through the series, you pick it up and it has a completely different tone and feel and spirit. So for me, when I'm interviewing these kids and listening to their answers, it's tapping into who they are that can also be spread universally to everyone.
We're talking about the Nat and Corky series. Courtney Kotlowski and Natalie Sorrentino are with us. They're the artist and illustrator. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What issues, what subjects do you want to see explored in a children's book? And kids, if you could tell a story about yourself, what would it be? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. So, Courtney, what is the process of getting stories and inspiration from children? How do you get these interviews? How do you crowdsource these ideas?
So, yeah, the kids can visit our site, natandquirky.com, and there's a series of questions there that they can fill out. So those answers come directly to Natalie and I. And it is difficult because we want to honor every little spirit that comes and fills out these questions. So we'll, you know, look through the answers, and sometimes it's just one little profound thing that kind of pops out. I'll give you an example, like our current book, Will It? The very first question in the questionnaire is, why was the world created? And so simply and profoundly, he said, you know, so we can live on it, which is true. But it's exploring that a little bit deeper. And Will's questionnaire, you know, it was some of the funniest answers I've ever heard or we've ever heard. And then in speaking with him, we dove a little deeper, and halfway through the interview, you know, he said, do you know I'm going blind? And I said, you know what, Will, I do know that. I spoke to your mother. Is that something you want to explore a little deeper? That's got to be a little frightening. And he said, no, you know, I'm okay. I've got my family, and I love my family. They help me see in the dark. So those sorts of comments and that kind of, you know, profoundness is the genesis of all the books. It comes from that kid.
And Natalie, when you hear these interviews and you try to put the images to these books, what are you thinking about with what these kids are saying?
Oh, you know, the interview and receiving those answers is, or like what Courtney was saying, it's the most fun and it's the best part. And then for me, I get a little nervous at first, to be honest, because I really want to honor that spirit and really bring these unbelievably creative and profound answers to life with color. And so I just really start researching and thinking and putting myself in that place and space of that child and really trying my best to honor their spirit. And, you know, the paint just kind of does the work.
What are some other examples of the questions that you feel to these kids, Courtney?
So one of my favorites.
You're good, Courtney.
If you could make any invention, what would it be and how does it work? You know, what's the most kind thing you've ever done? You know, what do the stars do when the day comes? A lot of answers are like, duh, they go to sleep, naturally. what does the tooth fairy do with all the teeth? And a lot of people think she makes necklaces, houses, all kinds of stuff.
Good questions.
Yeah.
So going back to Will It, which is the most recent book out, just came out, we know Will is going blind. What is the message in the book, Courtney? And how do you carry the kids through this this theme of bravery?
Sure. So, you know, the message really isn't, it's not about blindness at all. You start off and it literally leads in with, you know, the world was made for us to live on it. So I say, what are you waiting for? And from there, it's a series of like, just get going, you know, go ahead. If you want to have a bake-off with Rachel Ray, challenge her to a bake-off. What's the worst thing that could happen? You know, she could make some amazing crust and everybody could drool. And if that's the worst thing that happens, that would be totally cool. So it's all a series of all these things where, you know, the worst thing that might happen in your mind could happen, but it could be the best thing. And really, the very worst thing that could happen is that it's too late, that you never do those things that you're meant to do, that you allow fear to overcome, you know, your ability to move forward.
We're talking about a children's book series called Nat and Corky. Natalie Sorrentino paints, Courtney Kotlowski writes, and together they do a lot of listening to kids and finding the beautiful spirit that children possess. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Stay with us for more Wisconsin Weekend right here on the Ideas Network. We're exploring the Nat and Corky children's book series on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The most recent book out in the series that we've been talking about is Will It? It's about bravery, courage, and the power we all have within us to overcome our greatest fears. The books are inspired by interviews with kids on questions like, if you could have a superpower, what would it be? Or what kind of kid would you like to meet who you've never met before, and how do you do kind things for others? You can join in with your questions, your insights from these prompts. Kids, let's hear from you at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. The creators of Nat and Corky stay with us. Courtney Kotlowski writes the books, and Natalie Sorrentino illustrates them. Let's move on now to look at Addison, the light catcher. Natalie, help us out with what is this story about, Addison?
It's about a brother and sister, and, you know, really that light inside of every one of us. And Addison, when her brother was born, she was just so overwhelmed with love and admiration for him that she wanted to share it with the world. So the story is just kind of fun. It goes, you know, about from the day he was born, and then just sort of her little mission of chasing his light to catch it and then share it with all of us.
That is beautiful. And how did Addison respond to the book?
It was really sweet. Our publishers, you know, as soon as it was hot off the press, sent it over to the family, and the Nash family made a whole video of her opening the book and then reading it to her little brother, Asher. So it was very, very sweet.
Courtney, what is the message of Ken the Keeper?
Oh, Ken the Keeper, this kid is amazing. So Ken is in the Philippines, and he was 9 years old, and he started a real shelter called the Happy Animals Club, which is the cutest name ever in the world. Happy Animals Club, and he would save stray dogs, cats, anything that was alive and needed help. So truly, his message is about helping the helpless. It's a story for anyone who loves animals and people. It's a story of advocacy and just, you know, if you see something wrong or see a problem, you can fix it. There's something inside of you that's able to help the world, and that's what he does.
And you, the two of you say these are kids' books, they're picture books, but they're for readers of all ages. What do you think all readers can learn from Nat and Corky? Courtney?
I think, you know, one of my greatest influences was Shel Silverstein, Love Roald Dahl. And I think they both spoke and wrote universally. I think the message in these books is that, you know, we're all different. We all have, we go into classrooms and we tell kids, listen, let me ask you a question. Is there another you in the world? Is there anybody else like you in this world? And they're usually like, no. It's like, good. Then be you, because everybody else is taken. I think the message is that the more we can see each other in our stories, in our struggles, in our joy, and all of those things, the closer we come to empathy and understanding. I think it's just love one another. You know, it sounds very simple, but it's true.
No, it is. I think that the love, kindness, acceptance, you know, all those universal emotions that we all feel, they're in there.
Natalie, you're working on a book that celebrates the questions and answers you collect from kids about their lives and in the world. So what is your hope for that? What do you want to come of it?
Oh, like Courtney was saying earlier, when we receive these submissions from children, our hearts just melt. So, you know, and to choose one, as fun as it is, it almost breaks our heart. So we just wanted to find a way to honor every one of those children who take the time to sit down in front of the computer. And there's a lot of questions on there. And sometimes every last one is filled in with the greatest details. And we just want to let them know we see you and we hear you. And plus, children's answers are simply the best.
Do you find surprises in those answers?
Always. I mean, just like, you know, some of the most profound answers from some of the silliest ones, right, Courtney?
Yeah, I mean, and there's sadness, too. There are some responses where, you know, Natalie and I will say, did you read that one? Yes. So they're exposing their heart and soul. So we've devised a plan for all those little answers called the Book of Answers, the Nat and Corky Book of Answers. So all those little voices will be heard and honored.
What do you do about the sadness? Because sadness is also part of storytelling, and how do you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, I think one example, there's a story in our collection called Logan and the Miracle, and it's a story of a little boy whose great-grandmother passed away, and so his grandmother was very sad, and he was a BMX bike racer who had never won any trophy, never placed. And he told his grandma, listen, Grandma, I'm going to win first place for you and give you my trophy so that you feel better. So he, you know, ran the race, got first place, and gave her the trophy. But in there, I was like, you know, what is the metaphor there? So his story became about racing against time. You know, his grandmother's sick, so he races to the moon and asks for a miracle. And the moon says, go to the stars. And the star says, there are none here. So he pedals slowly back down into his grandmother's room and is very, you know, downtrodden and upset and says, you know, I'm sorry, I couldn't find a miracle for you. And she tells him, you're my miracle. You know, my life here with you has been the greatest miracle of all. So I think for us, touching on those subjects that are very true and are going to have to be talked to with, you know, about with children, there's a way to do it that gets you where you need to be. But that particular story deals with death, dying.
And, you know, Courtney and I always say, too, that kids have the most profound emotions, and they're much deeper than I think sometimes they're given credit for. So just like Courtney said, when you approach a very sad or very real topic, which we all experience, children even more so at times, it really does create a safe place to, you know, have that conversation, and it's so necessary and needed.
We're talking with Courtney Kotlowski and Natalie Sorrentino. They're the artist and illustrator duo behind the Nat and Corky series of books. Natalie, how has your art evolved at all through illustrating this series of books?
Oh, my goodness. I said it was my own personal art therapy. I was an art therapist for a good part of my life, and my work was so serious and realistic. So to kind of break free from that and kind of enter into this whimsy was quite a process. And I just, like I said earlier, started just kind of gathering all the things that have ever really influenced me that I remembered from childhood, things I love now, and just kind of created a combination of them. And it sort of just evolved, and now I can't turn back.
Courtney, what have you learned from collaborating with kids?
Oh, that simplicity rules, that things don't need to be overcomplicated. You know, that just like Natalie said, children, they can absorb and think very big, very big, very broadly, very boldly, and it's something to be respected and something to be shared.
And you're both moms. Do your kids have any role in the process of creating a Nat and Corky book?
Wow, it's funny. Well, they're the reason we started it. I mean, they're our biggest inspirations. Courtney and I, the day that we met, my son was running around behind us. We're sitting here, you know, researching and trying to talk. And he would just kind of scoot by with goggles on. Then he'd go by and gutter section with, like, a pretend shark fin. I mean, it's just, you know, he was just in his world and place and space, and they're right there. We're like, that's it. And then now, Elena, my daughter, is our fourth book coming out, right, Courtney?
Yeah, it's the cutest thing. Melina kept going to the site and filling out the questions. So Natalie and I were like, okay, we got to do something about this. And I said, you know, send her over by me. And I put together a list of questions. It was 2 years ago around Valentine's Day that were all centered around love. So her book is the fourth book. And really, her, again, your daughter, Natalie, she's amazing. She's just boundless ball of energy and joy. She's tremendously talented and just lovely. But when, you know, I started questioning her about, you know, what is love? Well, love is color. And if you don't have love, you don't have color. People's hands are gray. The grass is gray. The clouds are just ash. So her story is a story about how she wakes up one day and there's absolutely no color in the world. And as her sadness grows, her color starts to leave. So she devises this plan to just reach out to everything in the world and send them love, you know, and so one by one, all the sad gray things fill up with color. But it really came from just her. Her answers were so, so beautiful.
Well, thank you both for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Courtney Kotlowski and Natalie Sorrentino. They're the author and illustrator duo behind the Nat and Corky series. It's a collection of 16 children's books. It is Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. Coming up, we explore the unique facets of our state with the executive producer of Wisconsin Life. I'm Kate Archer Kent, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.